The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Till the storm passes by. It has been said that into every life a little rain must fall. True statement. Bad weather will come, and God will provide strength, safety, and His peace until the storm passes by. Here are some symptoms that you may find present during a storm, and I don't mean dark clouds, high winds, and heavy rain. I'm talking about life events and issues like discouragement, doubt, stress, fear, and even sleepless nights may be indications that you experience during that time. And something you can count on is that each passing storm is designed by God to increase our faith. Listen to James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. God has promised to provide all our needs. Here's a short list of helps that he has given us in Scripture. Proverbs 18. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. David experienced many storms. Listen to his testimony as a song of deliverance, found in 2 Samuel chapter 22. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storms, clouds were beneath his feet. He reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. Many of the storms in this life are actually spiritual battles. God gives us strength for our battles. In 2 Samuel, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Listen to examples from the Hall of Faith found in Hebrews chapter 11. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. God provides us with wisdom when we go through the storms of life. Listen to the voice of wisdom found in Proverbs 1st chapter. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, and anguish and distress overwhelm you. But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. One of the best lists of helps during storms is the whole armor of God, found in Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and, as for shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Psalm 46 tells us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Psalm 57, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. Friends, as you are surrounded by issues, turn your focus on God. Learn from the experience of Peter from Matthew 14. He walked on water until he turned his attention to the storm, taking his eyes off of Christ.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.